You know, a lot of guys were surprised by how strong my quads were and how strong my hamstrings were and how tight my ligaments were. So I think it went okay. I think it went pretty good. I started probably around 11. So I was in there a good 3.5-4 hours. And, you know, they investing a lot of money into you. So, you know, I understand the process and why they have to make sure, you know, everything's okay and everything's progressing. That's the main thing. I'm pretty sure every team was there. Yes, sir. Yeah. I haven't sat down with any teams. I start that tonight and, you know, the next day, Saturday. So I get to meet with a bunch of teams.
How has Willis McGahee's story helped you?
Well, as you know, he had a similar injury and pretty much the same kind of injury. And it's helped me a lot. And, you know, guys always bring that up when I, you know, come in there and talk to him. You know, Willis came back from it. Frank Gore, bunch of guys. So, you know, he's a guy that worked hard, and that's what I'm going to do, and trust in God. I've talked to him, yeah. I haven't talked to him lately, but I've talked to him a bunch of times, and, you know, he just tells me, you know, keep grinding, doing what you're doing, and trust in God, and you're going to be fine. Come back from it. You know, it's a blessing to be here, no doubt. And I will not take this opportunity I have for granted, you know, to be at the combine. Me and Tavares King, we were just talking about it in our room last night, how blessed we are to be here. And, you know, I just think about guys who are less fortunate than me, guys who would kill to be in my shoes right now, even with the injury. And, you know, that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me motivated, knowing that people would kill to be in my shoes right now. Right. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's down there in Pensacola at Andrews Institute. He's been through three, just like you said, and, you know, it's all in his mind. I feel like, you know, every time I see him work out, he gets better and better, and no, I feel like he'll be ready, and no, all those guys just give me a lot of good advice, and they motivate me. They make me better, and I'm making them better at the same time by working and competing in there. Oh, just, you know, trust in God. You know, they all give me the same message, and I mean, it's a thing that, you know, you have to stay positive. Or, you know, you're not going to come back from it. And you just have to keep working hard and keep going. Right. Oh, no doubt. And, you know, at this point, it really doesn't matter where I get drafted. You know, because I'm going to go in there and work hard. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to do what I've been doing my whole career, and that's just being myself. And, you know, if I get a chance to play this year, I'm going to make the most out of it, and I feel like I will. Right, and, you know, he's a different kind of person. And, you know, there'll never be another Adrian Peterson. But, you know, that definitely gives me a lot of motivation knowing that he came back from it the way he did. He came back better. And that's what I plan on doing, just coming back better. Seeing him, you know, do what he did this year, I think about that all the time.
Is there something about your
running style that's similar to what you're talking about? I feel like we both, you know, run hard. You know, he runs like nobody's there. You know, he runs with total destruction, and I mean, I feel like if I could compare my game to anybody, it would be Frank Gore. You know, he's got low pad leverage, he's got great vision, he can see the whole field, and you know, great balance.
Marcus, similar to that question, safety for the Kansas City Chiefs,
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Same type
of thing? Oh, yeah.
I haven't talked to
Adrian or Jamal, but I watch them from afar. And, you know, those are guys I admire by the way they work and came back from. And Jamal, he had a 1,000-yard season, I'm pretty sure. And, you know, the way he came back from it, you know. Oh, definitely. And, you know, I mean, it's very challenging. You get frustrated. But, you know it's the right thing for you. And it's the right thing for your future. So I think about that also. You know, I have to think about my future. I have to think about, you know, long term. And, you know, rushing back, I mean, may not be the best thing to do. But, you know, if I'm ready, I'm ready. But, just like RG3 said, you know, he won't put his career in jeopardy, you know, if he's not ready.
He's got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
He's as quick as any big corner I've seen. This is the most talented corner in the entire game.